Doing the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. Now we're up to letter number 1711, and this is dated Baruch Hashem Tezvav Tammuz, the 15th day of Tammuz in Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe is saying, this is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe said that through with the titles Yaakov Sheyichya HaKohen Katz, I received your request for a blessing, especially that you, with your Kala, may she live, decided the day of your wedding on Sunday, the day after Shabbos Nachamu. I wish you that your wedding should be in a good, lucky time, and a mazel tov, good mazel, and that you shall build a Jewish home on the foundations of Torah and mitzvahs. It is self understood that it is extra to emphasize that the deeper sense of a marriage is that you are going together to build a life and a lucky life, a edifice for long good years. So it's self understood that the main thing is that the foundation on which this building is going to be stood up should be from strong material, which you see, be able to withstand various different changes of the temperature, moisture, earthquakes, and similar. Same thing is true when you go to build together your life, that you must place it on the foundations of Torah and mitzvahs. Those are the strongest materials that there exists, and they have withstood the test for various difficulties in along from about 2,000 to 3,000 years since the Torah and mitzvahs were given to us from the Blessed Hashem. These are the vehicles through which to receive the blessing of Hashem Blessed, that this should be a truly lucky life. An emeser glikleche leben, that is a truly lucky life. And may the Blessed Hashem bless you and help, as mentioned, as said, the mazel tov, with good mazel, and a binyan adi'at, an eternal edifice, based on the foundation of Torah and mitzvahs, bibracha. So basically the Rebbe is saying, if you're going to build a home, you must make sure to build it on very solid ground. What is the solid ground? What is the foundation? Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, when you come in life later on, changes, you have earthquakes and you have changes of temperature, you have changes of moods, that is able to withstand. And that's why the Rebbe always would bless the new couple that they should build their home on the foundation of Torah mitzvahs.